All right, we'd like to call this special meeting of the Board of Three Bridges Public Infrastructure District Number One to order. It is 2:03 p.m. and the meeting was previously noticed. We want to just get a roll call for the record. So, board, go ahead and let's get your names on the recording.
Larry Mither, board member.
Ryan Miller, board member.
Kevin Miller, board member.
David Hutchison, LaCLA.
And I'm Matt Entz with Snow, Jensen, and Reese, and we have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, is any members of the public present?
No.
Okay, and I don't see anyone else on Zoom, so looks like we can jump right in. First of all, we want to consider approval of the board meeting minutes from the meeting held on January 7th. I think those minutes have been previously circulated. So, board, any questions about those minutes? And if not, we'll take a motion to approve.
Oh, I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
And that was, sorry, help me for the recording. Was
That was
that
Ryan making the motion.
Ryan? Okay, thanks.
Larry, second.
Seconded.
It will
Thank
happen
you.
like that every time.
Okay, thank you for that. We always want to try to get that on the recording, so appreciate it. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 And that is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, jumping into the action items, we've got both tentative budgets for both 2024 and 2025 to consider. And actually, all of these are your items today, David. We've got the 2024 fourth quarter financials and also the formal engagement with CLA. So, David, I'll give the floor to you and you can walk through these however you'd like.
Okay, sounds good. If you want to stop sharing, and I'll share my screen real quick.
Yep.
Thanks, Matt.
And it looks like Michael has joined us too, so
Okay.
we made it.
All right. So for let's first action item was the tentative budgets. I think it's usually easiest just to start in the general fund. Is that zoomed in enough for everyone to see? Okay. So for the general fund 2024, we do not have anything budgeted revenues or expenditures. So in 25, we'll start with a zero beginning balance. We've budgeted for a developer advance of $57,000 to cover administrative costs here. And that consists of accounting, 17,500, auditing, 9,000, insurance, 4,500, and legal of $19,000 for 50,000 total. And then transfers to other funds, $7,000 to pay the agent fees. And that will get us an ending balance of zero to balance the budget. Moving on to the debt service fund. We have budgeted transfers in from the capital projects fund of $7,197,875. And that is to go into the capitalized interest fund for $3,679,195. Reserve fund, the 2024 one bonds, $1,913,500. And the reserve fund for the 2024 two bonds is $1,605,180. And that will be the ending balance there to carry over in the next year. We budgeted 25,000 of interest income, 7,000 as the transfer in from the general fund to cover the paying agent fees here and the expenditures, and a bond interest payment of $2,073,677, which will come out of the capitalized interest fund that first year. And well, the first couple of years it will come out of there. And then that gets us to an ending fund balance of $5,149,198. Moving on to the capital projects fund. For 2024, we have bond issuance proceeds, a budget of $40 million. with the bond discount of $212,399 for, and then expenditures consisting capital outlay for $4,500,000 and bond issuance costs of $1,172,500. And then we have the transfers out of the $7,197,875. And that will get us to an ending fund balance of $26,917,226 to carry over into the 2025 budget, where we've budgeted interest income of $35,000. And we've budgeted the entire amount as capital outlay, and that would get us to a zero ending balance. If there's any questions, concerns, comments, anything you guys would like to amend or would discuss a little more, or open it up to you guys.
Just one clarification. So out of the $40 million that came in 2024, are you saying that our total expense, total allowable expenses in 2025 are $26,952? $26,952. That's what we've got to utilize.
Basically, yes, for the capital projects. I think we'll double check this number against the financial statements. I believe this. I think I glanced at it right before, and I believe this amount matches what's in the financial statements. So yes, that would be the balance, and then we generally do a conservative estimate for interest income so that we don't over budget.
Yep.
And so that could potentially be a little bit higher depending on when the funds are spent, you know, when interest is earned, things like that. But, okay. Any other questions? Okay. I guess I'll turn that back to you, Matt, for a motion.
Okay. Thanks, David. Yeah, we want to get a motion to approve the tentative budgets for 2024 and 2025.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Thank you. That was Ryan making the motion and Larry seconding. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I believe that was unanimous. Thanks. Okay. So next item, consider approval of 2024 fourth quarter financials. David?
Okay. Zoom in here a little bit. Okay. So for... Three Bridges Public Infrastructure District balance sheet and the governmental funds as of December 31st, 2024, we have in the debt service, the capitalized interest fund, $3,679,195, in the 2024-2 bond reserve fund, $1,605,180, and in the 2024-1 reserve bond, $1,900,000. $13,500. In the capital projects construction fund, $31,417,226, and the cost of issuance fund, $307,500. And in accounts payable, as of the end of the year, $286,000. And the general fund, we have no activity for the year. And moving to the debt service fund, we have the transfers in of the $7,197,875 and no other activity. And moving on to the capital projects fund, we have the bond proceeds, $40 million. Bond discount, $212,399. And then a cost of issuance of $1,151,000, with transfers out of the $7,197,875 to the debt service to get the ending balance of $31,438,726. Oh, any questions about anything on the financial statements?
Nope. Okay, we
Right.
would look for a motion to approve the fourth quarter financials.
I'll make a motion to approve the fourth quarter financials.
Second.
That was also a motion by Ryan, second by Larry. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you. That was also unanimous. David, do you want to talk about the MSA and SOW?
Sure. And I guess first question is if I wanted to just ask if you guys if you had any specific questions on the MSA or SOW. These are our general agreements that we send to all of the clients we work with. But
And
the M
I have them here if we want to bring either of them up on the screen. So,
Okay.
I don't think it would hurt. It wouldn't hurt to look at them. Could we do that?
where do you want to start, David?
Sure. The MSA will be mostly generic terms of the agreement, just the master service agreement that broadly describes the agreement between the two parties. The SOW is going to be more specific on the services actually provided. And I think I have that open too. Okay, you got it already.
So, Larry, this is Michael.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the same SOW that AutoMall uses.
Yeah. I was looking for any differences. Because we've gone through that, we've gone through this a couple of times, and I wanted Kevin and Ryan to see it on this one. But are
Okay.
there any differences between this and other projects?
No, these are pretty much the same as I've gone through them. CLA just wants to update them every year just to have the boards reaffirm. So that's why we'll probably see them every year going forward.
Okay.
As David was saying, the MSA is just the broad strokes of the agreement. You know, when to pay, if you don't, here's what happens, all of those things. The SOW gets into the details, like he was saying, more about how they're going to help with budgets, the financial statements, they'll help with audits, getting the audits back and forth, the journal receipts, all of those kind of things.
And you've
And
already, this was budgeted in that $50,000 year piece that you already showed us, right?
it
yes.
is, yep.
yeah I've been through this, but this is just so we can
Yeah.
all understand it. And thank you for stopping on the rates there. That's interesting. I think they're reasonable.
Okay. We just need a motion to approve the MSA and SOW board if you're so inclined.
Sure, I'll make the motion to approve both.
Second.
That was a motion by Ryan and a second by Larry. All in favor?
Aye.
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 That is unanimous. Great. Hey, those were the only formal items we had on the agenda for today, board. Any other item?
So, Matt, I have a few things.
Oh, okay.
So, everybody bust out your calendar. So, we need to have a board meeting after 7 days. So, we have to approve the final budget and we need to do a public hearing with that final budget. So, we need 7 day notice. So, it'll be too late to do it on next Friday. So, look the week of the 10th. And tell me when you guys have some availability that we can schedule that public hearing. Won't take very long. We'll just, it's just a requirement the state has. So we'll open the meeting, have a quick segment where David will go through if there's any changes. Then we'll close and then we approve the budget and we'll have a resolution for you that will actually approve the budget. And then Larry, I'll get that out for you to sign and help me remember. Ryan, are you
Adam,
the
oh.
clerk?
Treasurer.
Treasurer. Okay, so then Kevin, I'll get it to you and Larry to sign. And then, Larry, the reason I'm pushing this so hard is we have to have the annual budget report to the investors by the 15th. And so once we get the budget resolution signed, I'll compile everything together, get you that annual report for you to sign. That way I can hurry and get it filed.
Why don't we just do it on the 10th? Like I know the three of
Okay.
us are together the morning of the 10th.
Okay, what time?
Say, Larry, are you good at 11?
So I'm just pulling it up now. I know I've got a few things scheduled for that day, but the 10th, I could do.
Or we can do it before the partners meeting.
I think we could, yeah, if we do it at 10:30, it would be in the partners meeting, right?
Yeah, it'll be usually right at the tail end. Yeah, that'd be fine.
10:30, Kevin?
That works.
Okay, so 10:30 on the 10th.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay, got it.
One last thing that I'll need is I sent to Braden for both Auto Mall and Three Bridges, Larry, the quarterly report updates for the development team. So as soon as I get those back, I'll fill in the rest of the information, get it to you, for your signature on both. Does that work?
Yes, did you so you're talking about Braden Hansen in our office?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll double check with him, kind of get a
Yeah, follow up
status.
with him. I don't think there was anything that he was needing that was out of the ordinary or hard to get a hold of. So
Okay,
you should be
perfect.
okay. But I'll be gone this next week, but certainly a bit available by email. So
Okay.
let me know if I can help in any way.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's everything I had, Matt.
Right. We just need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Ryan, a second by Larry. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Thanks, everybody.